Usher eyed him with a sour smile. "Now there's a big man," she said. "He has giant's blood in him, or I'm the queen."
"Maester Lewin says there are no more giants. He said they're all dead, like the children of the forest. All that's left of them are old bones in the earth that men turn up with ploughs from time to time."
"Let Maester Lewin ride beyond the wall," Usher said. "He'll find giants then, or they'll find him. My brother killed one. 10 feet tall she was, and stunted at that. They've been known to grow big as 12 and 13 feet. Fierce things they are, too. All hair and teeth. And the wives have beards like their husbands, so there's no telling them apart. The women take human men for lovers, and it's from them the half-bloods come. It goes harder on the women they catch. The men are so big, they'll rip a maid apart before they get her with child."
She grinned at him.
"But you don't know what I mean, do you, boy?"
"Yes, I do," Bran insisted. He understood about mating. He had seen dogs in the yard and watched a stallion mount a mare. But talking about it made him uncomfortable. He looked at Hodor. "Go back and bring your clothes, Hodor," he said. "Go dress.